All right, Detroit, we're getting ready for some special days at Idlewild. I got Blair online with me. Blair, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
Thanks for hanging out and holding on all morning long for me. Hey, Blair, it's going to happen next weekend. Talk about the weekend happening at Idlewild.
Yeah, there's a festival live at Idlewild. The main event is Saturday, June 29th. We've got Mesa, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Alexander Zonchek with James Lloyd and the Motor City Horn. We got Lynn Roundtree on trumpet, and wow, also Larry Lee in the Back in the Day band kicking it off.
We love them.
It's a good lineup.
Yes.
We've also, it goes from 1 to 8. We've also, when people come up to Idlewild, because of the history of the place, we have some historic bus tours so people understand where they are and what the place is about. And also, there's a VIP package that includes a dinner the night before and some conversations with community leaders about kind of the trajectory of Idlewild and kind of how to get involved and participate in the rebirth. And then there's a brunch the day after, and those are actually associated with a soft launch of Bistro 1912, which is a new restaurant that's opening in Morton's Motel.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's kind of a busy weekend. And that information is all available at live@idlewild.com.
Live@idlewild.com.
Correct. And that's being refreshed because people are indicating, you know, I'd like a bus from southeastern Michigan. So that'll be on there tomorrow. You know, and folks want some other things associated with it, because I appreciate the fact that people are interested in learning about Idlewild in addition to coming to the festival. So we're surrounding it with more and more things so people can immerse themselves in where they are.
I was going to say, that bus tour thing was a brilliant idea, because then they could look around and see what's historical, as opposed to coming back saying, I went there, and somebody go, yeah, but did you see? And you go like, nah, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, I'm with you. And the Township Historian is directly running the bus tour, so you'll get an authentic piece. And then there's exhibits on site at the location that are interactive kiosks that will be dealing also with the history of Idlewild, but also the present and the future possibilities.
Wow.
So there are a couple different ways that people can come to understand what the place is about and how, you know, we can continue to create value in it in the next 100 years like it served us as a community, you know, for the past 100 years, right?
Blair, does your family live there?
I do now. My grandparents started coming up here in the '20s. So we got five generations up here.
Five generations.
We moved up here in 2020, and have gotten pretty deeply involved in helping the government, you know, step up and being able to meet people who want to do things kind of halfway where they are. And we're also kind of stewarding some of the historic properties like the historic Morton's Motel and some of the other things around here. So we've gotten pretty embedded in continuing the legacy forward and in working with young folks to envision, again, what Idlewild as a living thing can be for them, not a fossilized museum, which is, you know, what some people think of. But, you know, it's a real vibrant, active place. And, you know, it served a critical purpose for 100 years in the past, and we wanted to do the same for 100 years going forward.
I want you to go through what that ticket includes again.
The VIP ticket.
Yeah.
Well, the general admission ticket, you know, is the standard ticket to the grounds. The VIP gives you on-site parking. It has a preferred seating area that also has food and drink service to your seat. It also includes access to a VIP dinner the night before, which has got not a bad dinner, you know. Chicken, southern fried catfish, baby back ribs, mac and cheese, green corn on the cob.
I told you before about being funny.
Right, you gotta be funny.
Blair, wow. Yeah. That's amazing, Blair.
And a bar there also.
See?
And again, that'll also be some deep conversations with community leaders in the government side, in the private sector side, and in the nonprofit world about, you know, what's cooking here. If people want to understand how to get involved, it's a real opportunity to talk to directly about people as to where points of connection are.
Wow, Blair, that's amazing. So this will happen next weekend.
right? The VIP dinners on the 28th for the people who can make it up here Friday night. The festival's on the 29th. Kind of the gate opens and the exhibitions open at 10 a.m. The bus tours actually start at 9 a.m. They'll be running every hour in 15 minutes or so. And then the festival is from 1 to 8. You know, there may or may not be an after party over at Morton's Motel after the festival. I'm not saying. But on Sunday.
I like him. Sunday, I like fun. You're going to have a good time up there. All right, go ahead.
On Sunday, there's a brunch from 10 to 3 that'll also have a mimosa bar. And that's got a, you know, bacon and sausage, breakfast potatoes, chicken and waffles, shrimp and grits, eggs order, that kind of thing. Blair. And there's a new pop-up, Black Eden Brews Coffee Shop, that we're kind of helping stand up also. So there's a lot of new people who are standing up. And so, yeah, it's a good event.
We're going to do this call again on Tuesday of next week.
Sounds good.
So that we can remind people, that gives them a few days to get it together to be there. Yeah. And Blair, again, give them the site so that they can move on their tickets now.
Yep. Live at idlewild.com. And Idlewild, as the old folks used to say, where the men are idle and the women are wild.
Wow. So,
Blair, wow. I told you about that. Blair, we will talk to you on Tuesday, man.
Yes.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
And he sound all conservative and everything.
Yeah.